We're joined here by a very special guest,
Amy DeBolt.
Hey, so today we are having a discussion. It's kind of a sensitive family issue for us, but we lost a loved one this last year to suicide, and we have a special caller, and I hope she's with us already, so we'll give it a shot.
Hey, this is Chelsea.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, Chelsea. It's Aunt Amy.
Hey, Aunt Amy and Uncle Richard, thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. We're happy to.
And you have my co-host, Chad Taylor, with you this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chad.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Quit twisting your mic. It makes noise.
I like you, Danny.
All right. Well, Chelsea, one of the things that we've been talking about in our community a lot is mental health. Mental health has been a huge issue for us, especially during COVID and the lack of services for people. But mostly some of the issues around what's been happening to families and how our loved ones have suffered. And, you know, you've been through a tragedy and you're kind of taking that and using that for a power of good. Can you tell us what you got going on?
Hey, yeah. So, July 5th last year, we lost my mom, Aunt Amy's sister, to suicide. So we're approaching the 1 year mark of our grief journey. My brothers, Jordan, Grant, and Tate as well. And, you know, grief just kind of, it's an up and down battle. You don't know what the next step is or when it's gonna kind of just consume you. And in January of this year, I kind of got the idea, you know, this happened. It's not gonna change. I can't bring my mom back, but what I can do is try to help somebody else, try to either help somebody through their grief journey with suicide or help somebody prevent suicide. And so what I just kind of just started thinking, and how could I do that? And so what I came up with was hosting a suicide prevention and mental health awareness event in my mom's honor. Her name was Daphne Rouse Niekamp. She was 58 years old when she took her life. And so for this event, I kind of started it, and I wanted to have, you know, what are my goals? How big is this going to get? Is it even going to get anywhere? But I started small, and my first thing that I wanted to accomplish was to raise awareness on suicide prevention, and I want to talk about it. A lot of times suicide and even mental health is like a taboo subject where people just kind of glance over it or brush past it, and they're not really sure what to say or, you know, how to go about any situation involving suicide or mental health. And so I wanted to raise awareness and give people the tools that they need to be able to help their loved ones who may be suffering with mental illness like my mom did. And then two, the second thing I wanted to do was raise money to help charities who their life's work is to prevent suicide, and give them money so that they can continue to do what they do every single day in and out. And so we're having an event in Decatur, Georgia, on this Saturday, June 25th from 10 to 3. And there's a website, and I'll mention again, if people need a chance to write it down, but it's tomorrowneedsyou.org. And it has all the event details. And more importantly, from that website, you can purchase a Tomorrow Needs You t-shirt. And those shirts are sold for $25, $33 if you're going to have it mailed, but 100% of the purchase price of the shirt goes directly to suicide prevention. My Uncle Andy actually, like, has purchased all of these shirts generously, so that means that what we sell the shirt for, like, 100% of that is going to charity. So, and the shirt, it's not just the money that's going to go to charity, but I talk a lot about the ripple effect, and the shirt on the front, it says Tomorrow Needs You, and on the back it actually has the suicide prevention phone number and text line, And you never know where you're going to be wearing this shirt or who's going to be behind you in the grocery store, who might be struggling and feel alone. And your shirt that you wear could be a lifesaver.
So, Chelsea, one of the interesting things for you, in our town tonight, just to let everybody know, at Midway Cinemas, the movie Suicide, The Ripple Effect is playing as a raise awareness by Cascade Mental Health. So, and in partner with this, we're super happy to have that happening. It's quite the impactful film, and it's about the family's journey afterwards and what that ripple effect has and what suicide has on people. So you are, you know, preaching to the choir. Now, I want to explain to people, you don't have to go to where in Georgia? Where was that?
Decula,
Georgia. You don't have to go to Decula, Georgia to support her. All you have to do is be able to go online and order a shirt. And what was that?
TomorrowNeedsYou.org.
Okay.
TomorrowNeedsYou.org. Yeah, and just like that website says, whoever's listening, I just want everybody to know, like, Tomorrow Needs You. And let's talk about it. I think, you know, it's important to let people know that they're not alone, to let people know that this is, mental illness is real. It's not fake. And that it's important to check on those you love, check on, you know, be nice. And, Tomorrow Needs You.
So as a child survivor, thank you for that, Chad. As a child survivor of what's going on here in you and your brothers, what's kind of the number one takeaway for you and how you're moving through your journey?
Well, I think what I've learned is to give myself grace, to not put a timeline or an expectation on grief. This is the first time I've lost, I mean, it's my mother, so the closest person to me that I've lost, and sorry, I always get some stuff, but you know, like, it's been hard, and I don't want anybody else to have to feel what we felt, what my whole family has gone through. And you know, a lot of times I compare mental illness to like a cancer of the mind, except this cancer you can't see. You don't lose your hair, you don't stay in the hospital and things like that, to where people would be able to tell that you're struggling. And with my mom, in a lot of ways, there was a very few people on this earth that knew her lifetime struggle with mental illness. And, you know, the cancer of the mind, I think sometimes you're able to live your life, you know, till, you know, you die of natural causes, and other times I feel like it takes you sooner, and that's why I think it's so important to talk about it. And I don't want it to be taboo anymore. I want to break this stigma, for lack of better words, and let people know that this is real. People struggle their whole life, and that it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to help people and reach out. And And by talking about suicide, you're not influencing anyone. Or I think sometimes people stray away from talking about it because they feel like it might, you know, remind somebody or something like that. But that's not the case at all. It's quite the opposite. Mentioning it and talking to somebody about it might actually open up the doors for them to let you know how they're truly feeling, so they don't have to feel like they have to hide.
Well, and you never know when you have a pearl of wisdom for somebody or a piece of advice for somebody that can help them with their journey.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me that you're doing this. You're certainly brave and very strong. I mean, I know you've become the matriarch of your family and you're taking care of everybody. So one of the things, though, as you kind of move through this and you have your event, is this going to be something that you do every year, or is this just a one-time thing?
Yeah, so that's funny. When I set out to do this, I joked it was it was kind of like I was joking to make light of a tight situation, but I was like, well, if only my brothers and I show up at 10 o'clock and we, you know, do the walk for a cause and wear our shirts, then I guess that was worth it. But to my surprise, it's grown further than I could ever imagine. I didn't know if it would reach people beyond people who know me specifically or who knew my mom. But it has. It's grown past that. There's a ton of people coming out in her honor. But there's also people who have bought shirts who don't know her, or who are coming because they've struggled with it in their lives personally, or they know, or they've lost someone to suicide. So my biggest dream would be that this becomes a yearly event, and that it grows beyond, you know, just our little small town in Tequila, or beyond people who knew my mom. I think the event's going to be a success, and I would love for it to become a yearly thing.
Chelsea, last week you posted something on social media about some kind of a response that you got regarding your event from someone who has been challenged with mental illness. Can you share a little bit about that?
For the event, we have a banner out front of the park that it's going to be at. It's a large banner, 4 foot by 8 foot, and it says Tomorrow Needs You, and it has the event details. And someone reached out to me on Facebook saying that they passed the banner on that specific day, and that they just broke down in tears reading the word Tomorrow Needs You. This person in particular has had a history of suicide attempts and currently has been struggling in her own journey. And when she passed it, she wasn't expecting to see like a visual reminder that tomorrow needs you, you know, stay, be here. You're worth the fight. You're worth the talk. And so she reached out to me on Facebook and let me know that reading those words really affected her and helped her that specific day. And even since then, and that's the power of the ripple effect. And you never know. You just never know who you're going to reach or who's been struggling silently. It's very powerful. With the shirts, when they say tomorrow needs you and they have the suicide prevention hotline on the back, you never know where you're going to be. And think about how many times that you would wear that shirt or where you would wear it. We've sold shirts all over the United States. I just mailed some out yesterday, Los Angeles, California, Alabama, Ohio, just all over. And so those shirts are going to be worn there. So that's the power of just starting small with a dream. And I've prayed about it so much. And the ripple effect is real. We are reaching people beyond my specific grief journey, and that's the whole point of everything that I've been doing the past 6 months, plan this event.
Well, we'll be wearing ours on Saturday, and so one of the things that is interesting as you are growing in your event, I mean, we're a small little community like yours, and this is one way we can share your journey with those people out there in our listening audience. But you're now in Washington State, and you're talking about this in Washington State and your movement and what's happening with it. And I know there's people that listen to our show that are in mental health industry. And like I said, we have the movie tonight, The Ripple Effect, Suicide Awareness with Cascade Mental Health. And so it does matter. And people will, I think, respond to this journey. And it would be neat someday if we could see this all over the country.
Chelsea, I think I shared with you that we in our community, our little high school that Sophie and Austin went to, WF West, they had two teenage suicides last year. Very tragic for our community. But out of that, there is a foundation called the Drew North Foundation. His name, I believe, was Drew Douglas, and they are having a walk to raise awareness for mental health and suicide. And I just wanted to let the listeners know it's July 23rd, I think, and it's family friendly, and you can bring your dog even. And it is through Thorpex. I've seen a couple of the posters throughout town. They're blue, and they have a picture of this young man on it. So that's something that our community is doing to raise awareness.
Well, that's awesome to hear that they're doing that there, and that there's something local for the listeners to be able to go and do. You learn that it doesn't discriminate based on race, gender, age, young people, old people. Recently we heard about Naomi Judd, very similar situation. So it's kind of a pandemic in a way, and it doesn't discriminate. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we'll realize how many people truly have been affected by suicide.
Well, we appreciate you calling in today and talking to us about this, and we appreciate all your hard work. And, you know, if we can raise awareness of some things, that would be awesome. If we can get some people to buy some shirts. And I love the slogan, and I think that we should try to do more to help people start conversations. So thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, Chelsea.
I agree. Thank you guys so much for having me on. TomorrowNeedsYou.org. And just know that you're important and you're loved, and tomorrow needs you. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to KELA, and let's talk about it. Call us and tell